Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome. This is your host, Tyler Hemp, or Tyler Hoff. Hemp Aware Radio here. We're excited and glad to have you on today's show. This Hempisode, I'm honored and blessed to have a world traveler, a hemp entrepreneur, who's been working diligently to bring high-quality, all-natural, custom, and sometimes handmade hemp goods to the people of the earth. So I'm honored, it's a privilege to have Tyler Bell on today's show with Himalayan Hardware. It's a company that works predominantly in the U.S. and also brings products over from Nepal predominantly. Isn't that right, Tyler? Welcome aboard.
That's right. Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. So what, you know, obviously we only have about 30 minutes on today's show. They go by real quick, but we like to keep them juicy and fun and exciting mm-hmm. and entertaining. And so just to get right into the meat of the show, you know, how were you introduced to hemp and what inspired you to start working with it?
Well, I've always kind of been aware of the hemp material and its benefits, and also aware that the industrial production in the U.S. has been quite limited. So when I kind of branched out and I traveled all over Asia and I visited many countries, and I was looking for places that I could bring my different designs. I wanted to do garments and some handicraft, and I was looking at places that had, you know, great manufacturing and great products. And when I went to Nepal, I found they had a decent hemp industry. And so that kind of turned the light bulb on and thought, you know, that's a great product that's going to be in more demand as years go by. And it really helped me settle on choosing Nepal to manufacture my goods.
How fun. Awesome. And so you, how long did you know about hemp before you kind of, you know, started working with it? Was it in your life before that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, certainly from a fairly young age, you know, middle school and high school for sure, you know, I was aware of this product and the proponents of it and the people that really were big fans of it. But it was, you know, it's hard to get a little bit in the U.S. And relatively expensive because of the unavailability.
Mm-hmm. So you saw it as just a sustainable product. You saw more and more people were starting to use it. And so you wanted to obviously develop a company. And so what were, you know, some of the things that you wanted to start doing, you know, as far as bringing specific products to people in the market made of hemp? What are some of those that you enjoy working with or have brought to the market?
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of factors that kind of motivated V is, you know, I like things to be made with hands, handcrafted things and the tailors running the things versus more of the big industrial operations that come out of China. And to go along with that, you know, I really like the more natural and organic products that are good for the environment and are for one, it's just good, you know, all around for everyone. And it's sustainability wise, it's something that can support itself.
Exactly. Awesome. And so let's talk a little bit more about Nepal. You've mm-hmm. obviously, you know, been there, worked, you know, with the merchants and farmers and been able to develop relationships there. How is that? What's that like, you know, as far as working with them on a business level versus, you know, working in the U.S. or something?
Yeah, it's a really interesting experience. And I think with everything, you know, there's some pros and cons and there's a way you do business with people. But overall, it's, you know, the Nepalis are a fantastic people, very hardworking and honest. And it's great to go into some of these places where they're making the material and the manufacturing centers. It's just a very, you know, handmade, hard work, people cranking out really cool products.
Mm-hmm. So according to your knowledge, how long has Nepal been working with hemp and growing it and making it into things?
Well, you know, I know a little bit more about some of the recent history, but I also know their use of hemp goes back literally thousands of years. And primarily, you know, the hemp was used to make like sitting mats and these large round baskets that are used to like clean rice and dry vegetables on, and uses like that. And typically, that hemp has been much more of a thick weave and not really suitable for garments. So only in the last 10, 15 years have more better machines been available for the looming and the weaving process that they were able to produce garment quality hemp. So you have a mix of both kind of a thicker kind of hemp that's great for bags and shoes and mats, and now we see a lot more of the finer quality garment material that we can do shirts and trousers with.
Interesting. So nowadays you'll see a lot of different products coming out of Nepal or like versus back in the day, maybe it was more specialized, handmade, like cushions or, you know, mats or these rice things that you were describing. What like over the years, what have they been number one, like best known for making out of hemp?
It would absolutely be, you know, the thicker material stuff, and that would be a lot of backpacks and bags. That's primarily, you know, when you go back a number of years when production first started, what kind of came out. And so as I mentioned now, just kind of in recent years, they've got a little bit better manufacturing techniques and we're getting the finer weave garment quality material.
Excellent. Very cool. Yeah, I actually just picked up a couple of shirts myself. I'm really excited about them. I've been getting compliments and I love the style. It's got some nice wooden buttons, three coming down the front, and short sleeve. It's fun. So where can people learn more about your company and start getting your products?
Well, I'm at HimalayaHardware.com. And there you'll find links. We retail on eBay and Amazon and that website. And we've got a fairly new Facebook page you can find on there. And furthermore, this Saturday, I'm going to be at a hemp expo in Loveland, Colorado. And that's called the NoCo Hemp Expo.
Excellent. North Colorado or NoCo Hemp Expo in Loveland, Colorado. Do you happen to know that website offhand? I'm sure you can just Google it.
Website I don't have offhand. It's this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I know if you just Google that, you'll find the link to that.
Perfect. Okay, so as far as, you know, I think you already described some of your favorite products to work with. And now let's talk more specifically, like, as far as your business and Himalaya Hardware. You know, what are some of the principles that you use to succeed in your hemp business and continue going? Because it can be challenging at times, maybe not for you, but, you know, as far as markets and seasons. And how do you do it?
Yeah, really it's an emphasis on, you know, that handmade product, you know, somebody sitting down and putting their own love and craft into the things they make. And I do other products as well. I do handmade wood masks, which are fantastic out of Nepal. I do a line of wool hats, which are really great sellers in the winter months. And those also are primarily handmade. And I have a women's group that I work with that they're given vocational skills to learn knitting. And then they can learn a living by, you know, knitting all these things up. So, you know, I like to support ventures like that. And a lot of the hemp I get comes from more rural areas. So, you know, it can be difficult sometimes with the supply. Maybe they have it, maybe they don't when I'm ready for it. But, you know, it's so beneficial to these communities to grow something that's, you know, that's wanted by the outside world, and they can bring in finances, you know, other than just living, growing crops that they need.
Exactly. Awesome. So by you coming and contracting with them, they're able to continue their you know, their traditions, so to speak, or their crafts and their skills.
Right. Yeah. That's absolutely.
Awesome. So with that said, how do you see the future of the hemp plant itself, but also the planet in relationship to the hemp plant?
Well, it's absolutely going to be a more in-demand product as the years go by. And with the legalization movement in the U.S., those products are going to become more in demand. And, we're all aware of the green movement and the push to be more environmentally friendly and take care of our planet. And the qualities and the benefits of hemp, with how easy it is to grow, how much product you can get out of a small area of land. These are going to be things that are going to make people gravitate towards the hemp and utilize it. I'm just utilizing it for garments and bags, but it's got a multiple uses for food and building materials. So it'll definitely be a go-to product as the years go by.
Yeah, I completely agree. People are waking up more and more to the ease and the abundance of this plant because it's, like you were saying, not only can provide food, but shelter, clothing, and all these ancillary fun, creative things that we can create, whether it's a guitar or a drum or a table or all these, wood products potentially that could be made from the hemp plant. It's just
Absolutely.
so abundant. And so I love what you're doing. I love the style that you're bringing with Himalay Hardware, and I look forward to being able to offer some of your products in the very near future on our sites. And hopefully we'll
Yep.
have you at one of our events in the near future, empowering the people. And
Yeah, I would
maybe
love to be able to attend.
we'll have a fashion show and have some people display the hemp and regalia that you're offering.
Absolutely.
So how does Nepal differ from if based on your experience? I don't know if you've seen products obviously coming from Canada, like hemp seeds and hemp seed oil, and there's products coming out of Germany and England, and over 30 industrialized nations. And Nepal seems to be more of like a historical, ancient, handmade, like very high quality production. How does it differ in your experience, like with other products coming from other countries? Or, like, do they also produce hemp foods out of Nepal, or is it strictly textile material?
Right now, I don't think there's much, if any, food production coming out of Nepal. It's pretty much kind of the garment level stuff. I know China, right to the north of Nepal, is the biggest hemp producer in the world. And occasionally, I'll see where people have brought in some of those different products, some more durable building materials, and some hemp oils, and some hemp protein powder, and things like that. But as far as the production in Nepal, they're primarily concerned with the thicker weave for bags, and then the more garment quality items.
And obviously, in the Western world, there's a major stigma around the medicinal or female aspect of the cannabis plant. There's controversy or there's been demonization. Is that happening in Nepal, or has it happened?
It's happened to some degree, and I think. And with the culture of Nepal, they're Hindu. And one of the primary gods in Hinduism is Shiva, and he's considered the lord of bong. And bong is essentially a mixture made from the marijuana plant that, induces the same like smoking it or anything else. So they have a history of using it for religious means. And
Spiritual religious.
there's actually a holiday every year called Shivaratri, and that's the festival for Shiva. And it's very common that people quite old age, all the way down to people probably too young, will ingest bong and charis and marijuana, as a religious use.
So they're drinking it in a concoction, not necessarily burning it.
No, not necessarily. It's they'll often put it into what's called a lassi, which is basically like a yogurt milkshake. And it's called a bong lassi, and they'll make this, and then they'll make little candy type things out of it. And smoking as well, but, you know, primarily it's that drink, I would say.
And bong is B-A-H-N-G, is that, or B-A-N-G, or?
Yeah, it's spelled B-H-A-N-G, bong.
B-H-A-N-G. Interesting. So I'm wondering if that's where the Western term for the apparatus that, you know, is used for medicinal or recreational cannabis, the water pipe, if that was named after
it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know for sure. That would be interesting to look up the etymology on that. But I know we get a lot of words from Sanskrit, and Nepali and Hindi is all Sanskrit-based. So it's very likely.
Yeah, and even the word cannabis or the plant, you know, cannabis sativa, sattva or sativa is means bliss. You know, you've reached samadhi or sativa or, you know, satori, or it's that central place of knowing who you are, knowing your domain.
Yeah.
So, but you know, this plant is really, in my opinion, a mystical plant, and it does have that spiritual quality to it. Not only does it have the physical down to earth, you know, benefits of food, shelter, clothing, like let's get our basic needs met, but it also provides the substance to have spiritual expansion or creative expansion in the world, you know, in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
But once we have our food and shelter and clothing met, that's when we can get creative and start thinking beyond, you know, survival needs. And so this plant for me is a I guess it's a gateway, you know, experience to experiencing abundance on this planet.
Yeah, that's right. It really is a fantastic plant with possibilities all over the board. And yeah, to kind of go to the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, and once we can use it for to get the food, shelter, clothing down, there's other uses for it that can be explored.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, as far as on your end, how have you been involved in the development of products? Do you kind of like go and meet farmers, or do you meet developers of products and you say, oh, I really like that, and kind of tweak it a little bit? Or do you kind of start from scratch and just get out a piece of paper and say, this is what I want to find or create?
Yeah, a mix of both. I go to the places where they're manufacturing and see what they're doing and see what they're coming out with, what kind of material. And then I kind of hit the drawing board and I get some designs out, and I come up with a lot of variations of stuff. And then I meet with a master tailor person. And so this person is experienced in making garment patterns and can guide me a little bit on some things, yes or no, that I would like to do. And then by working with there, we make the patterns, and by that time I've got the material purchased and on the lockdown, and we'll do different runs of the clothing.
Oh, fun. Well, that's awesome. So you've worked with obviously clothing and tailoring clothing, and then you also provide bags and shoes and like scarves and ancillary kind of things for these outfits.
Yep.
Have you gotten to experience, or have you seen in Nepal, like them, the farmers or the, just, you know, the people that are making the products, do they use hemp like to build their homes, or have you seen like things happening there that, you know, we may not?
Yeah, kind of the things I mentioned before, you know, the mats and like the little vegetable baskets and stuff, those are still very much in use. And those things, you know, go back thousands of years, they were using that material to make that. And those things are still made today. And, you know, and every household probably has a mat like that. And definitely in the rural countryside, they all have these mats. And, you know, every household has these round, flat baskets that you use to flip rice and dry vegetables in the sun. So those things are very much in use. As far as the garments and wearing, you know, a little bit. And you still kind of have You know, the traditional way to dress, which for women is saris, made out of cotton typically, or silk for nice occasions. And the men, you know, they dress very businesslike in button-up shirts and slacks. And you don't see a lot of Nepalese older generation, but a lot of the younger ones are more into fashion and wear a lot of the things that you will see for sale in the tourist district.
And is hemp as as popular as it is here, or like will you see people in the streets wearing hemp?
A little bit, you know, that younger generation. But you will definitely see, you know, a lot of the tourists. They're all carrying hemp bags and little hemp pouches. And when they come there and they discover these hemp products, you know, they're really excited for it. And it's a very popular thing within the tourist district. As far as the local people, you know, it's not so much. Probably more to the younger generation.
Here, basically. Like in California or Colorado, places where you're seeing it, it's generally seeming to be more. I mean, there obviously are the old-timers, which I want to acknowledge and give respect to. You know, there's been people out there for 30 years on the forefront of the hemp movement and educating and just trying to get through the political agenda or propaganda, you know, stigma creative machine that's out there, you know, trying to create confusion rather than, you know, clear the confusion and let people know the truth. Which is what we're here doing, and it just feels so good, you know, to be connecting with someone like yourself who's bringing a product to the market that is sustainable, that is green, that is, you know, harmless to the planet, and actually benefits the soil and benefits the people that work with it. I mean, it's really just a God-given gift of life. It's an honor.
And that's what I'm trying to do, too. You know, I've kind of curtailed my products less away from, for lack of a better term, the typical hippie clothes that Nepal would produce. And I'm doing some more, you know, general designs that are more appealing to a broader audience. So, you know, they're the typical designs, button-up shirts and yoga pants and canvas shorts and trousers that really anybody could wear. And a businessman could wear them to work, you know, on a casual Friday. And they really can appeal to more people than just maybe a younger crowd who already knows about hemp and is into
it. Like, yeah, I used to use the hemp backpacks and the, you know, the things that were a little more blatant. Now I'm a little more business. And as I've aged over the years, I tend to get as professional and clean cut as possible. I just like that feeling.
And I talked to a lot of the people I wholesale to, and I kind of asked them, though, do you want an explicit, you know, hemp leaf on the things, and what's their preference for that, if, you know, what their customers like? And it is kind of about right in the middle, you know. Some people kind of have that younger customer base, and they like it, and other people, you know, don't really want that, you know, a hemp leaf very visible on it, because, you know, no one's going to wear that to work necessarily. So.
Yeah. There still is a stigma, and I feel if we just come kind of grassroots style, and you know, kind of like the theme of Himalaya Hardware, from the mountains to your home, and you know, home is where the hemp is one of our expressions, and so we're just slowly bringing it into the home, you know, because everybody has one, and you know, even if their home is in a box under the bridge, they still have a home, and Earth is our home. So we're bringing hemp back home, essentially, back to the Earth and back to the people and into our homes and into our lives. And
exactly.
So it's been an honor
hemp
to have
a
you
lot of,
today's show.
Hemp has a lot of good qualities, you know, more beneficial than cotton, for example. So, you know, as we need to make the marketplace and the people out there more aware of these things, and, you know, they can see the benefit for using a hemp material, the sustainability versus something like cotton.
Yeah, and we're not against other products. Like you were saying, you offer wool, you offer silk, you offer cotton, you know, other products that are out there, but, you know, hemp is one of those stronger you know, more durable, longer lasting, versatile plants. You know, you can only do so many things with a silk plant, but hemp
absolutely
has that versatility, and so that's why we want to bring it back to the people. And
hemp is kind of the main material of choice, and I'm going to be expanding more into other materials like soybean, wild nettle, and banana leaf, which are all produced in Nepal. And some of those have great qualities and are really interesting too. And it's very interesting when you start to do some mixes on some of those things. You know, I do hemp cotton, but for example, soybean is like a really soft, stretchy, like a silk kind of feel. And a blend of soy and hemp is a very nice touch and a very durable garment.
I'd love to see that. How cool.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting more into that. Switching more into pure vegetable dyes, which, you know, I do use azo-free dyes, which are European standard for environmentally friendly. But they do some really good things with veg dyes coming out of Nepal, too, nowadays. And they can get really nice dark colors, nice dark blues and earthy greens and browns, which are quite hard to do with a veg dye. Typically, it's very light colors you get.
Like different fade, the colors will kind of fade into lighter black and dark. Yeah.
Right. And I think they're really coming around on that, and they're having a much more durable dye that will stick from these veg dyes. And furthermore, you know, you mentioned some of the buttons on some of the shirts you've got of mine, and those are all hand carved coconut shell. And I do bone also, which comes from the water buffalo. And so these are all hand-carved, and, you know, even on the buttons, you know, I can bring different designs, whether it's little skulls, little leaves, all kinds of different things, and the craftsman will carve it out of that. And it's just, you know, really nice touch that just goes together with the organic nature of everything I'm doing.
How fun and exciting. Yeah, that's really, really unique to be able to have it that, you know, fine-tuned or fine-tailored, as you mentioned. So that's fun. If anybody out there is wanting to develop a product line, get a hold of us. You can call today at 805-410-4367, and we'd be happy to get you hooked up with you know, hemp shirts, hemp shorts, hemp, you know, long-sleeve button shirts, and custom design, custom printed, whatever it is that you guys require. We're here.
I'm always looking for some new people to work with, and look forward in collaborating with you in the future. And, you know, I love to do private label stuff and do custom embroidery and tags, and utilize all these tools I have available with the different materials and the different buttons, and come up with some really unique, cool designs.
Exactly. There's really no limit what we can create. So all you listeners out there, listen to your dreams, follow your dreams, and we're here to help you integrate hemp into those dreams. So make it a blessed day. If you had one last thing to share, Tyler, we're here, you know, being Tylers together, tiling the foundation for a brighter future. So if you had one thing to share with the listeners that they could do to integrate hemp into their life, one free thing, what would you recommend, you know, one action they could take today to bring more hemp to the earth and to themselves?
Yeah, I would say it would go out, and whether it's me or not, whether it's Himalaya Hardware or not, but add some hemp items into your wardrobe. Buy a couple things, you know, try it for yourself, and I think you'll quite easily see the benefits for it. And then your word of mouth to other people is really the best thing you can do. And you can spread the word, and other people will become aware of it, and they can adopt it into their own lifestyle.
You heard it, folks. Spread the word. Spread the seeds of knowledge. Spread the seeds of
spread
truth.
Spread the seed.
This is Hemp Aware. You've got Tyler Bell, Himalaya Hardware, and Tyler Hemp with hempaware.com, Hemp Aware Radio. We love and appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in. Check out all the other hemp episodes on the iTunes podcast library, or go to hempaware.com/radio. Peace and love. Thanks so much for being on the show today, Tyler.
Thank you very much. Been a pleasure.
Cheers.